بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and as I mentioned yesterday, this is an example or a parable which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said, that person of my ummah in whose heart, the word in the riwayat is jawf, which means bosom or within himself, but the word jawf in relation to a human being, very often in Shari'i terms, in Quran and Hadith, is used to refer to qalb, heart, as we see in the Quran, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, we haven't given any human being two hearts. In other words, that verse means the heart either will aspire towards Allah, towards Deen, towards Akhirat, or it will aspire towards the dunya. Two things can't come together in the same heart. Either Allah or Ghairullah. Same way, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person of my ummah in whose heart or in whose bosom it is empty of the Quran, his example is like a dilapidated or an abandoned house. As I mentioned, ulama kiram mentioned, they say, Al-Murad bil-Jawf huna al-Qalb. By Jawf or bosom here is meant the heart of a person. Now, one is the physical heart and the other is what we call the spiritual heart. Spiritual heart, imaratul qalb, the building up or the enlightening of the spiritual heart takes place bil iman, wal quran, wa dhikrullah. This is what gives nur. This is what gives taqwiyat. This is what gives strength. This is what gives beauty and makes attractive and decorates your heart. Iman, Quran, Allah's zikr. فَمَنْ خَلَىٰ قَلْبُهُ مِنْهَا. That heart which is devoid of all this, which is devoid of the Quran, of tasdeeq in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of i'tiqadul haqq, of the reality of tawheed, mahabbat Allah, of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama ikram say the example of that, مَثَلُ جَوْفِ الْإِنسَانِ al-khali anil Quran. It's like that person, it's like that house. أَمَّا يَأْمُرُهُ مِنَ الْأَثَاثِ وَالتَّجَمُّلُ وَمَا قِيَامُهُ بِهِ وَمَا قِوَامُهُ بِهِ. In other words, they say, if the Qur'an is not there, Allah's love is not there, اعتقاد on the oneness of Allah is not there, it's like an abandoned house. There's no furniture, there's no electricity, there's no light, deserted. So this, what it becomes, as we know, they call it a haunted house. Nobody wants to look at a dilapidated structure. To the community, instead of being a home, it becomes a curse. It's normally an abode for thieves, for animals, for snakes. So the heart, devoid of spiritual light and beauty of the Quran, just as shaitan takes control of an empty house, he poisons the heart of a person who is devoid of the Quran. This is such a beautiful and apt analogy that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given, that the more you ponder about it, over it, the more we see these various wujuhat or different pearls of wisdom contained in this analogy of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Sirin rahimahullah in Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba, he mentions the riwayat that the house in which the Quran is recited, the angels descend upon it, shaitan vacates it, life becomes easy for those household members, and They are blessed with spiritual virtues. Their risk, their sustenance increases. And that house in which the Quran is not recited, that house or that individual who doesn't learn the Quran, doesn't by heart any section of the Quran, shaitan settles in such a house. Angels vacate it. Life becomes difficult and void of blessings. One riwayat of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy. And generally, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exhort us, he would encourage us. In his speech also, we would find this compassion and kindness. Yet, certain occasions, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we would find that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually adopted a tone of reproach. And this is what is found in this riwayat. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala who says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ألفين أحدكم يدع رجل إحدى رجليه على الأخرى. He said, I should not find, let me not find any one of you sitting idle. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this lackadaisical or idle person in this manner. He said, lazy, heedless of reciting Quran, sitting comfortably with one leg over the other. وَيَدَعُ سُورَةَ الْبَقَرَةِ. You have abandoned Surah Baqarah. You have abandoned the Quran. Let me never find any one of you like that. Idle and lazy in your attitude towards the Quran. وَإِنَّ أَصْفَرَ الْبُيُوتِ الْجَوْفِ أَصْفَرْ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, indeed the emptiest of all houses is the one that is void of Kitabullah, of the Quran. The point of this hadith, my respected brothers, that keep this beautiful example in front of us. The more we will learn Quran, the more we will by heart the Quran, the more we will recite the Quran, the spiritual nur of that will decorate and beautify and give taqwiyat and strength to our hearts. Otherwise, we are kokla. Otherwise, we are empty. We are like an abandoned, desecrated, dilapidated house. And abandoned, desecrated, dilapidated home is the home of shayateen. It's the home that malaika don't want to come near. There is no nur, there is no barakat, there is no blessings. Allah has given us a very, very powerful means and tool by which we can beautify ourselves and give ourselves strength and blessings and barakat and rahmat. And that is the Quran. And particularly this hadith is directed towards learning some section of the Quran. By heart the Quran. The famous surahs over and above that, Surah Yasin, Surah Waqia. And if you can take the himmat, by heart Surah Baqarah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to abandon Surah Baqarah is hasrat. It's a regret. It's a great loss. And Surah Baqarah is a very powerful tool and means of protecting ourselves from jadu, from sihr, from the machinations of others, from the plots and the cunnings of others against us. When Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, ani al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yuqalu li sahib al-Qur'an. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, the Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a day will come, yuqalu li sahib al-Qur'an, it will be said to sahib al-Qur'an. Now who is sahib al-Qur'an? Literal translation of this means the person of the Qur'an, the man of the Qur'an. In the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, it's mentioned that this refers to hafizul Qur'an, the one who has by-hearted the entire Qur'an. Although it can also refer to someone who regularly recites the Qur'an. It will be said to him, a day will come on the day of judgment, Allah will say, or the angels will say, Iqra, read the Qur'an. You should read in the dunya, you devoted years of your life to the Qur'an, now today you are going to get back the return and the recompense of that. So read, Iqra, wartaqi, and start climbing. Start ascending. Warattil. Don't just read anyhow, read with tartil. read with tartil, ورتل القرآن ترتيلا كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا, as you would recite, as you would make tartil in the dunya. Now today read, فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأُهَا, because your eventual abode in Jannah will be the last verse that you read. You will start ascending and ascending and ascending in Jannah until the last verse of the Quran that you know is your actual abode in Jannah. This is such a powerful and beautiful fadilat and virtue that is given for Sahibul Quran, for the one who by hearts the Quran, or for the one who regularly recites the Quran. As I mentioned many times, this means not just reading the Quran anyhow, but having an understanding of the Quran, having a comprehension of the Quran. Then only you can be Sahibul Quran, the man of the Quran, or the one who is associated with the Quran. Now when we talk, there's two aspects in this hadith. One, obviously, because of time constraints, needs a lot more detail and explanation, that inshallah will continue. This aspect where it is said, رَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Don't just read, read with tartil. Now what is tartil? Like I said, some explanation is required in that. Secondly, how many ranks are there in Jannat? Darajatul Jannah. How high is Jannat? In the Musnad, it's mentioned in Musnad, min hadithi Abi Sa'id ani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna lil jannati mi'ata daraja. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, he said that Jannat has 100 ranks. Jannat has 100 ranks. And how? One level of Jannat to the next level of Jannat. What is the size? Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اِجْتَمَعُوا وَلَوْ أَنَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اِجْتَمَعُوا فِي إِحْدَاهُنَّ وَسِعَتْهُمْ. He said, if the whole universe, how vast is this universe? We can't even imagine what a vast space Allah has created. They give the analogy and example. They say if there was an imaginary aeroplane, there isn't such an aeroplane. But if you had to imagine an aeroplane that was moving at the speed of light, which is 300,000 kilometers a second, 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second. If you had an imaginary aeroplane moving at this speed, after 96 billion years of traveling at this speed, it will complete 3-5% of the visible universe. So such a vast space. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if the whole alam had to be placed in just one darja of Jannat, the wasi'atuhum, the one darja, the one level of Jannat would be larger than the entire universe. And Jannat itself, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, 100 darajat. 100 darajat. Shall we continue, subhanAllah.